Time to catch up now with Stu McKenzie. Good morning, Stu.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, listeners. How are we all today?
Yeah, it's pretty good, mate. It's the sun came up. Well, the sky was pink, not the sun, but yeah, it was a nice pink sky this morning where I am. How about you?
Yeah, it's pretty similar down here in Albany Town, mate. And look, you know, I was up in Cogin up over the weekend, and Saturday was an amazing day. And Sunday morning was fantastic, and then the showers started to come through. So a little bit more rain around, and I see this week we're supposed to be fairly cool again. So, yeah, look, I think it'll be interesting to see what happens over the next few weeks as things start to kind of warm up a little bit. And, yeah, look, he's hoping that we don't get too much more rain this week, but we get just enough to keep things ticking along.
Yeah, and look, we'll talk about that shortly, about rainfall, but how was Koji?
No, beautiful on Saturday. It was fantastic. So I think we hit about 16, 17 degrees, and it was a really nice, just clear day, so it was fantastic. But one thing I noticed having a bit of a stroll around was, you know, we keep talking about our crops that have been a little bit waterlogged, and we're seeing the typical, you know, copper twist on cereal crops, and we're seeing a lot of purple leaves in canola, and we're seeing a bit of waterlogged lupins and all the rest of it. But one thing that we haven't really spoken about is what happens when our pastures get waterlogged. What happens to that really good clover base when it's sitting in half an inch of water? And then what happens once that starts to dry out? So this kind of got me thinking about, you know, things like boron and molybdenum and copper and potassium and some of these other bits and pieces. So, and one thing that I noticed is all on this farm that we're on, sheep are all camped up in the high country, where all the really good quality clover and cerradella is down in the low country. So even our stock are telling us what they want. So as things start to dry out, and I was looking around yesterday, there was a little bit of boron deficiency coming through. There was a little bit of molybdenum starting to come through. And the physical signs on the leaf, boron looks like laddering on your cereal leaves, little notches down the side of your leaf, and moly looks a little bit like braille. So when you're starting to see these things, they're easy fixes. Now, boron, don't go too early. That's a mid to late season thing. But molybdenum, you can be putting in a cup of moly, sodium molybdate or ammonium molybdate is better, every time you go out and boom spray, and that will help to correct that. You don't need to do it every year, but if you do it this year, you might be right for two or three seasons. So just make sure you're following your soil tests and tissue test early, tissue test now, and that way you can follow that nutrition as you go through the season.
That is so interesting, what you mentioned about the sheep and like the stock telling you what you need, where it is. I remember catching up with a guy once who was saying that he had sheep in one of his paddocks and there was not much. It was a very gravelly, like rocky kind of paddock. There wasn't a lot. You couldn't really crop even much pasture in there. It was pretty bad. But there was some grass around. There was some clover, a little bit of ryegrass had come up, and the sheep weren't anywhere near it. They'd camped up on this little ridge, and it was mostly rock, and you couldn't work out what it was. And then after they did some soil tests, they worked out that it was the ground was actually really high in copper in that particular spot of ground, and they happened to be lacking copper at that point in time. So, fascinating what the stock can tell you as well.
Yeah, and as we keep saying, it's easier to maintain scoring condition in colder months than what it is to get it back. So, you know, having a look at your rumen function, obviously cattle and sheep, both rumen-based animals, so looking at products which will stimulate and keep rumen function going on, looking at your multivitamin, multi-mineral, either liquid supplements or stock fix. So having a look at things like Nutrimol, Anatone, Beachport, these are all really, really good products that you can either put over the tongue as part of your drenching routine, or you can put in their water or put with dry mixes if you're having to supplement feed. Now, anyone who's supplement feeding now, it's not necessarily because they don't have the grass coverage or the clover coverage. It's simply because it's just too wet for everything to get eaten. So there is a little bit of supplement feeding going on at the moment. So it's about just having a look. You know, you are your best agronomist. You've got your own two legs. Get out of the ute, go for a walk, see what your stock are doing, and quite often you can make those decisions on the run. When it comes to controlling things, some broadleaf weeds in pasture, sometimes changing your chemistry group, your active chemistry, can be more efficient than a double knock. So having a look at the different chemical groups will sometimes help with those resistant weeds, but also help take them out in the different growing conditions.
All right, mate, we're just going to go to a quick break and then we'll come back to have a chat about some trace elements and what to do towards the back end of the season.